AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Donald Trump is burning up a lot of fuel in his private jet as he campaigns hard on the eve of Super Tuesday. His latest stop, Valdosta, Georgia. Earlier today, Trump ran into flak from Black Lives Matter protesters in Radford, Virginia.
GOP presidential candidate Donald Trump had his speech at Radford University in Virginia interrupted a number of times by solo and group protesters.
Get her out. Out, 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 out.
A freelance photographer covering the campaign for Time got into a verbal and physical altercation with a Secret Service agent as he tried to get into a better spot to photograph some of the protesters. I'm Tim McGuire.
Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders says he can beat Hillary Clinton in Tuesday's contest in Minnesota.
The truth is, tomorrow is important and key to Super Tuesday is what happens here in Minnesota. We can win. No question, here in Minnesota, if we have a turnout.
You can kiss most of the stock gains goodbye in February. Late-day selling erased almost all of them today.
The Dow fell 123 points to close at 16,516. The S&P lost 15 points and the NASDAQ shed 32 points. Nine of the 10 market sectors fell. Only utilities managed a slight gain as investors lost enthusiasm for stocks after two straight weekly gains. For the month, the Dow did manage a gain of 0.3%, while the S&P fell almost 0.5%, and the NASDAQ fell more than 1% for the month. Julie Walker, New York.
A New York judge has ruled that the Justice Department can't force Apple to provide the FBI with access to a locked iPhone. This is AP Radio News. Janice Dickinson, a plaintiff in a defamation lawsuit against comedian Bill Cosby, says she's not backing down from charges that Cosby drugged and raped her.
This is a fight that I will not stop until justice prevails.
Dickinson's attorney in Los Angeles says evidence submitted includes witness statements from people who knew her client, who was a model decades ago.
Years before any other accuser came forward against Mr. Cosby publicly, Janice Dickinson told these people that he had drugged and raped her.
One of Hollywood's best-loved tough guys died of old age Sunday morning in Boise, Idaho, where he and his wife lived. George Kennedy, the tough-talking character actor who won an Academy Award for his portrayal of a chain gang boss who played opposite Paul Newman, a prisoner bent on bucking the system in Cool Hand Luke, was 91. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.